SBS
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 SBS Radio.
L-appelli tal-ex Prim-Ministru Awstraljan Tony Abbott biex l-influss tal-immigranti fl-Awstralja jonqos drammatikament għanqlu kritika ħarxa mill-Ministri tal-Kabinett Awstraljan. Il-Ministeru tal-Interni jgħid li m'hemmx bżonn ta' tibdil fil-programm tal-immigrazzjoni u t-Teżorier jgħid li dan jista' jikkawża telf ta' biljuni ta' dollari fl-ekonomija Awstraljana. Waqt diskors li sar ftit tal-jimilu f'Sydney l-ex Prim Ministru Awstraljan Tony Abbott ġeddet waħda mit-temi ewlenin fil-pjan konservattiv li huwa l-lonċja s-sena l-oħra. Abbott qal li biex il-kwalità tal-ħajja tal-Awstraljani tavvanza hemm bżonn li jsir tibdil fin-numru ta' immigranti li jitħallew jidħlu fil-pajjiż.
Making immigrants feel unwelcome in their own country is the last thing we need. Immigration has been overwhelmingly and unquestionably good for Australia. My issue is not immigration. It's the rate of immigration, at least until infrastructure, housing stock and integration has better caught up. We simply have to move the overall numbers substantially down.
Abbott irid li n-numru ta' immigranti jonqos min-numru kurrenti ta' 190,000 post fis-sena għal madwar 110,000 immigrant fis-sena li huwa n-numru medju wkoll li kien jopera taħt il-gvern ta' Howard. Intant it-teżorier Scott Morrison li huwa wkoll ex-ministru tal-immigrazzjoni jgħid li din mhix idea tajba.
By cutting permanent migration, what you'd simply do is you'd put a huge burden on the budget, some $4 to $5 billion. If you did what Tony Abbott suggests, then you would only reduce the proportion that was skilled migration and you'd have a bigger proportion which was family migration, which ultimately gets more dependent on welfare.
A parti dan it-teżorier jgħid li l-appelli ta' Abbott li l-Awstralja tinsab taħt pressjoni mhumiex veri.
The level of permanent migration to Australia has been the same since about 2011-2012. There's been no change. And in fact, last year it actually didn't meet the cap. It was about 7,000 or 8,000 less than what the planned level was. Now clearly the permanent intake hasn't been driving population growth because it's been the same. It's been the other areas that have lifted that population.
Il-Ministru tal-Intern Peter Dutton qal ftit tal-ġimgħa ilu li l-ammont tal-immigranti jista' possibilment jonqos. Id-dipartiment il-ġdid tiegħu jiġbor fih il-portafol tal-immigrazzjoni. Intant waqt konferenza f'Canberra, Dutton ċaħat l-appelli li jagħmel Abbott.
My judgment is that we've got the settings right. I want to bring people in as young as possible, as highly skilled as possible, so that they're paying taxes for longer, that they're contributing to Australian society, and that they're helping build our nation.
Il-programm Awstraljan tal-immigrazzjoni huwa maqsum fi tliet partijiet: immigranti b'kapaċitajiet, immigranti tal-familja u immigranti li huma eligibbli b'raġunijiet speċjali. Il-programm umanitarju tal-immigrazzjoni huwa programm separat ieħor. Abbott jgħid sewwa li l-immigrazzjoni fl-Awstralja ilha żżid gradwalment minn żmien Howard. Fis-sena 1996 in-numru ta' immigranti kien ta' 104,000 immigrant. Fis-sena 2009 in-numru telaq għal 300,000. Fl-aħħar sena finanzjarja li għaddiet, 186,000 immigrant daħlu fl-Awstralja, il-biċċa l-kbira tagħhom biex jaħdmu bil-kapaċitajiet li għandhom. Il-professur tal-Iskola tal-Liġi fl-Università ta' Sydney Mary Crock tajt li l-immigranti huma essenzjali għall-futur tal-Awstralja.
The bottom line is that Australia needs its migrants. We clearly need these people. Australia's economy needs migrants to work. It does, however, impact on the infrastructure, particularly in our big cities.
Il-membru parlamentari Peter Khalil huwa iben immigranti. Il-ġenituri tiegħu waslu fl-Awstralja mill-Eġittu kważi 50 sena ilu. Huwa jgħid li l-kummenti ta' Abbott huma ħżiena iżda jqanqlu mistoqsijiet validi dwar il-konċentrazzjoni tal-immigranti f'Sydney u Melbourne.
I don't think migrants will be dissuaded at all, but we do need to have a conversation about where those migrants need to go and not make it a simplistic one about cutting intake. They have to be more creative. They have to look at ways to incentivize migrants to go into the regional cities, to go into cities like Adelaide and Hobart and Darwin and Brisbane and Perth, to try and boost their economies.